Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
You know what a sigh is, don't you? Now, I didn't say a sight or a sign. I said a sigh. It's that sort of heavy breathing, the ah, that expresses something emotional. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple of sighs from Jesus Christ. I'm going to read to you from Mark chapter 7, verse 34, and then from Mark chapter 8, verse 12. Here's our verses for today. We read this. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Epaphra, that is, be opened. And then now Mark 8, 12. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation. Sometimes people sigh merely for dramatic effect. Other times we sigh unconsciously. We're confronted with a situation so desperate, so grieving, that we just let out a sigh. Perhaps a sigh is a way that we let off pressure. Our sense of injustice or offense builds up, and we have to let off the steam through a sigh. In the Gospel of Mark, there are two notable occasions where Jesus sighed. And it's remarkable that these sighs are recorded at all. They show that the source that Mark had for the information in his gospel was truly an eyewitness, because only an eyewitness would notice a sigh. Now, what made Jesus sigh? Two things. The first thing was the tragic condition of man. In Mark chapter 7, verse 34, Jesus sighed when a man deaf and mute was brought to him for healing. The sigh was an inward groan, our Lord's compassionate response to the pain and the sorrow that sin brings into the world. It seems that for a moment, Jesus saw this man as a picture of every man. We are all born deaf to God's voice. We all have trouble speaking as we should. The man's own trouble was bad enough, but as he was a representative of all of humanity, it was even more tragic. And maybe that's why Jesus sighed in Mark chapter 7. Then, in Mark chapter 8, the second thing that made Jesus sigh was the hardness of hearts towards him. In Mark 8:12, we read that Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit when the Pharisees came demanding a sign from heaven. Jesus knew that his whole life and work were more than enough to prove his credentials. And the demand from the Pharisees showed how deep the rejection of him was. This demand for a special sign was an extreme example of the arrogance and the pride of the religious leaders towards Jesus. Their attack and the unbelief that it showed distressed Jesus. He was amazed at the unbelief and the audacity of these men. The sigh was physical, but its cause was spiritual. Jesus knew deep within his spirit that these religious leaders were tragically set against him. Jesus sighed with the deaf and mute man, and he sighed against the religious leaders who hardened themselves against him. In the first sigh, we see the mercy and tenderness of God sharing our hurt and tragedy, and we see the power of God to redeem that hurt and tragedy. In the second sigh, we see the mercy and tenderness of God in the face of man's hardened rejection. After all, Jesus could have destroyed these men with a word, yet he showed them mercy in a sigh. In this, we see how great the mercy and love of God is. That grace and mercy is evident even in the sighs of the Son of God. Today, ask God to make that mercy and love a reality in your life.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.